Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Respect to the elders and brothers, a few important points. Mubarak to all of us that are making this zikr that we are making now in fikr. It comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever makes dua for the forgiveness of the ummah 25 or 27 times a day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant the person three rewards. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His blessing gives the entire creation the sustenance. Allah makes him beloved in the eyes of the people, and Allah makes him mustajabu da'wat. So you can imagine how great it is to make concern for the ummah, to worry about the ummah, that we all are making this with that intention. And secondly, it's very important also to understand why we're reading this. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimeen. First, you must understand that Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, when all doors were closed to him, he's in the fish's stomach, he can scream his guts, nobody going to help him. At that time when he read this, Allah Ta'ala opened the door for him. This is what Allah Ta'ala says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ. First, we answered his prayer, and we removed his sadness. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In this way, we'll give all the believers peace, solace, afiyat, inshallah, to the barakat of reading La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. So we make this for everybody, inshallah. Third thing that I'd like to mention, I was now in Medina Sharif and Amid Mufti Ayub Jinnah. I'm saying this so that it can be, we can continue. Mufti Ayub Jinnah Sahib was telling us how Allah blessed him. He said he had some difficulties and things like that. And I heard from Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Deola Sahib, who had mentioned an incident, and he said the person that was, the actual person involved in the incident mentioned it to him also. There was Sheikh Mahmoud Zakaria from Palestine. He said they had great issues in Palestine, and Maulana Ibrahim Deola Sahib told them, read 100,000 Astaghfirullah. So he says, after 95,000, they phoned Maulana and said, you know what, things are not getting sorted out. He said, did you read 100? He said, no. He said, when you finish that 100,000, our work got sorted out. He said, I heard this from Maulana Ibrahim Deola Sahib and from Mahmoud Zakaria of Palestine. He said, I made effort, or I started doing this 100,000 I read. He said, Allah opened all the doors. Within 10 days, I got my, besides whatever other issue I had, Allah made in 10 days, I got my, you know, details or whatever you can call it, the Iqama, etc., to go to Medina Munawwara. Allah opened the door that I'm with my whole family in Medina Munawwara through the barakat of 100,000. Astaghfirullah. So what I'm trying to say is that, inshallah, besides what we're doing here, we should also do this at home. Astaghfirullah, 100,000. Tell the ladies to do it also. Inshallah, it will benefit. And also by making istighfar for the ummah, Allah writes you down amongst the abdals. So very important to make this. The second thing is this, that we also must make dua that comes in the hadith. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah is the controller of the hearts of all the kings. Don't swear them. If you do good, Allah will make the king's heart soft to you, the ruler's heart soft to you. But if you are disobedient to Allah, Allah will make them harsh to you. So a very important thing is that we all make istighfar of our own doings. Whatever sins we are doing, Allah give us tawfiq of making tawbah, and give every ummati the tawfiq of making tawbah. Allahumma waffiqni waffiq jamimata Muhammadan sallallahu alaihi wasallam bi tawbatin nasah. Allah, give me and every ummati the tawfiq of making tawbah. So all of us, we all know our sins. We all know ourselves, whether it's pornography, whether it's drugs, whether it's lies, whether it's deception, whether it's cheating, whether it's fighting amongst ourselves, and our sisters are becoming so immodest and shameless and tight-fitting clothes. They all must make tawbah from this. And we all will make tawbah. Allah will turn the hearts of the kings, and Allah will change the condition for us for the better. Finally, my last thing I'd like to say. I go to Palestine very often. In Palestine, there is a qabr of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ali Johar. They call it Sheikh Maulana Muhammad Ali Al-Hindi. Maulana Muhammad Ali went to the British Parliament and said to them, please give us India freedom. Because they were colonized by the British. And in that place, in a distance of 160 kilometers, on every tree an alim was hanged. They did such zulm upon the Muslims in India. So Maulana said, I will not go back to my country as a slave until you don't give me freedom. Give my country freedom. Allah made it such, he passed away in England. The people of Palestine said, we want his body. The people of India said, we want his body. The people of Palestine said, we want his body because he goes back to India, he'll be going as a slave. So Maulana is buried in the compound of the old city, in the compound of the Haram, within the Haram compound. Maulana Muhammad Ali Johar. The thing is, he fought for the, look at what the British were doing. They did that day. They did the same thing. The Balfour Declaration, if you know about the history of Palestine, who gave Israel? Who took from Palestine and gave it to Israel? It was these British. And look at us today. I'm asking all of us, how sad, how you jump and you shout and you scream for that football team in England. These are the people, those that did this harm to the Muslims, and yet you support them. So make tawbah from that also. Maulana is telling me, make it short. I know it's important, it's short, but the important that get this message across. Allah give us hidayat. Allah give us tawfiq to give up sin and make dua for them also. Allah guide us, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ashabi barik wa sallim jazallahu anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nahlu. Ya arhamar rahimin, ya dhul jalali al-ikram, ya hannan, ya mannan, ya badi'a samawati al-ard, ya awwal al-awwalin, ya akhir al-akhirin, ya rahim al-masakin, ya dhul quwwat al-matin, ya dhul jalali al-ikram. Zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Rabbi ighfir warham anta khairur rahimin. Rabbi ighfir warham anta khairur rahimin. Rabbi اغفر وارحم انت خير الراحمين يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم اغفر لامه حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اصلح امه حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن امه حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله ببركه بكاء حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم وببركه تديه حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم وببركه دعاء حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم اهدي امه حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم امه حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ارحم الراحمين ارحم امه حبيبك صلى صلى الله عليه وسلم يا كريم يا رحيم يا رؤوف الرحيم إن الله رؤوف بالعباد يا رؤوف بالعباد يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا وقلوب أولادنا وذرياتنا وجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم على الطاتق يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا وقلوب أولادنا وذرياتنا وجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم على دينك اللهم ارحمنا وارحم جميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بترك المعاصي أبدا ما بقيتنا اللهم وفقنا وفق جميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بالتوبة النصوحة يا كريم يا رحيم يا رؤوف الرحيم on this مبارك night of Friday, Mubarak time, Ya Allah, we sat in your house and we're turning towards you and asking you for help. We have such people amongst us, Ya Allah, whose beards are white. And your Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said you feel shy not to accept the dua of those whose beards are white. Through their barakat, through the barakat of this recitation of this La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. To the barakat, Ya Allah, of the darood that we have sent upon your Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. To the barakat of the ulama and the huffaz that are in this gathering. We earnestly plead to you and we beg you. Ya Allah, who can we turn to beside you? Ya Allah, when a beggar comes to us, many times they are lying, but we still give them. Ya Allah, we are beggars in front of you. You are more generous than us. We ask you through your infinite mercy, shower your mercy upon the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Guide the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give everyone the tawfiq of making tawbah. Save us all from every type of haram and sin. Give everyone the tawfiq of making tawbah. Ya Zal Jalal Ikram, through your fazl and karam, assist the people of Palestine. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, so much of oppression, all these years. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, we see it in front of our eyes. Ya Allah, they are thrown out of their homes. Ya Allah, they are taken out of their businesses. They don't care what happens to them. Their children are tortured. Their women folk are tortured. All that we are seeing. We ask you, Ya Allah, through the tears of those children, through those tears of those orphans, through those tears of those widows, through those tears of those mothers, Ya Arhamur Rahimin, you are Arhamur Rahimin, you are most merciful. Please give them hidayat, assist them, assist us. Ya Allah, protect the Muslim throughout the world, whoever is suffering. Those that are suffering in India, our masajid are being broken down, our Muslims are being tortured in that country, and whichever other part of the world the Muslims are suffering, we ask you, please, through your infinite mercy, you are Arhamar Rahimin, you are the most merciful, you are Ra'ufum bil Ibad, you are most compassionate to your servant. Ya Allah, we plead through you, Ya Ra'ufur Rahim, Ya Ra'ufur Rahim, shower your mercy on the entire Ummah Muhammad of Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam assist the Muslim throughout the world. Ya Zal Jalal Ikram, we beg you that through this dua, Ya Zal Jalal Ikram, make it that these people must never ever be subjected to such kind of zulm. Make it that it must change the conditions for the Muslims of Khair in Palestine throughout the world, and put your fear and your rob into these Western countries, into these European countries, and all these people that are being propagating the falsehood, make the falsehood fall back on their faces. Ya Allah, disgrace them, Ya Allah, for all the haram that they have done upon us. Ya Allah, put your fear into those enemy soldiers, Ya Allah, put your fear into them, into those people over there. Ya Allah, make it such that even those settlers that have come there, they must run out of that country for their dear lives, and they don't ever want to go back over there. And oh Allah, open the door for each one of us to go to Masjid Al-Aqsa time and time again with ikhlas and afiyat, and that we can make ibadah over there. Ya Allah, bless us to go to the Mubarak places. Give us peace in this country. Ya Allah, get rid of all those corrupt rulers in this country, and those councillors and those mayors that are giving us such a hard time. Ya Allah, improve the condition in South Africa also, and give the blacks and the whites of this country hidayat. Ya Zal Jalal Ikram, guide every Muslim on the state path, those that are in drugs, those that are in alcohol, those that are in pornography, those that are not performing the salah, those that are breaking family ties, make them all, guide them on the state path through your fazl and karam. Wasila of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please, my Allah, please accept our du'as. Please accept our du'as with the afiyat. Three of Fazl and Karam, become happy with us in both worlds. Make the decision of our Jannatul Firdaus. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. Save us from a, Ya Allah, sudden death. Every one of us, sudden death. Save us from a bad old age. Keep us in good health as long as we're living. Those that are sick amongst us, give them shifa. Those that are passed away, put nur in their qabr. Ameen, ameen. Allahumma inna nasulaka min khayrin ma sa'alaka minu nabiyakum Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'azaka minu nabiyakum Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta المستعان وليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم آمين بفضل سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.